The government has drawn up plans to send in the army to deliver food, medicine and fuel if there are shortages following a no-deal Brexit. The Sunday Times revealed that military trucks and helicopters would be used to ferry supplies to vulnerable people. How's that going to go down in Northern Ireland? David McNary, formerly of UKIP, with us today. Morning to you, David.
Morning, Stephen.
And the commentator, Phil Kelly, is a member of the Labour Party. Morning to you, Phil.
Good morning, Stephen.
Well, how is that going to go down in Northern Ireland, Phil?
Well, I mean, this Tory government is notable for its callousness, but also its ineptitude, and we'll not mention the 10 or now 9 DUP MPs that are backing up this zombie government. Stephen, Brexit was always a bad idea, and now it's unfolding into a catastrophe. And the European Research Group, which is headed up by Jacob Rees-Mogg, is now insisting on a train wreck Brexit shambles to unfold. So if you look at the UK government's own economic projections, predict an appalling economic outcome from a chaotic no-deal Brexit. That's not even to mention the effect it would have on 2 million EU citizens living in the UK and over a million UK citizens living throughout the EU. What I would say this, though, the every region, or the most poorest regions of the UK will be hit the hardest by no-deal Brexit.
David McNary,
and we know Northern Ireland is one of them.
David, and I'm sorry we're pushed for time this morning. I needed time with that other ladies, I'm sure you understand.
David McNary. Was very important to accept that. This is way over the top scaremongering at its sensational worst, Stephen. People dependable on medicines, they'll be in panic. They'll be wondering, are my medicines going to be short? Am I going to get it? And this talk of bringing the army helicopters and trucks in to distribute food, well, that's going to be big fun sending in the troops to cross Midland, to Bogside and to the Falls Road with food parcels. I have taken my leave of my senses because this Prime Minister's taken leave of hers. She's saying to us it's sensible to take comfort from this contingency planning. Now that tells me, Stephen, she's truly behind frightening vulnerable people. She's really using this desperation tactic to prop up her bluff of a no deal with the EU. But she's shamefully telling the people that a no deal will cause medicine, food and fuel shortages. That is really abominable politics from anybody.
Well, sorry, David, you should listen to the World Trade Organization, because even they are saying that...
Forget about the trade organizations. This is nonsense to think that there will be an EU embargo on the EU selling their goods to us. 80% of the Irish depend their market goes into the United Kingdom.
Listen, sorry it's so short.
It's not going to happen.
Sorry it's so short this morning, guys. I know you'll understand. Phil, thank you. David, thank you.